Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up at 1, Week 3 NFL quarterback rankings. Hugh Douglas working on his list with pen and pad. I saw the work being done here. Hugh's going to have his top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah, man, this gets harder as the weeks go by because the criteria changes.
All right, well, that's the way you do. I actually thought this week was the easiest one. Now, the order we could argue about. But I thought I think 10 have kind of emerged through 3 weeks. So we'll get to that coming up on the top 10 quarterbacks of pro football.
I feel it's too early for that, but we'll entertain that.
All right, well, yeah. Well, it's a lot of foolishness. We'll entertain coming up. Also, we got to let you hear what Drew Brees said about the Eagles. He does not like their offense. That's coming up. First, though, before we get back to the phone lines, can we hear from a friend of WIP? Of course, he's now part of the family, the Jordan Mailata Show on Monday at Chickies at Pete's. He's also a guest of the afternoon show, and it sure sounded like yesterday a direct shot at Hugh Douglas, because of course Hugh recklessly speculating all week that the Eagles had how would you describe what happened at halftime?
Somebody got slapped across the lips.
Exactly.
Sounds somebody like went in the locker room and got slapped.
Yep. So here's Jordan Mailata, I think, taking a direct shot at Hugh.
You try to be as positive as you can, keep the spirits high, because you know it's not fun when you're going 3-and-out, and everyone knows that. Everyone is, their toughest critic, and so you just got to be positive, and you got to, have those conversations in there about how we can get to the best runs possible, how we can create explosives, how we can, get the ball out to AJ and Smitty. Those are all the things that we're doing, and just trying to keep the mood positive and high in the locker room, especially after a half like that. Mm-hmm. Never want to come in and be up on each other.
But that wasn't a shot at me.
The mood positive, not be all up on each other.
You try to be positive.
That's a shot at you.
But that's why I said,
and the speculation.
You slap some. You go behind closed doors and you slap.
Nobody just said don't beat up on each other.
Yeah, he literally said the opposite. Don't beat up on each other. Try to be positive.
If you
that's not a beating up. Slapping is not beating somebody up. That's a slap. To get their mind right.
Come on.
You've never seen the Batman meme when he slapped Robin. Like,
you are,
damn it, man.
You are elite.
That person's about to say illiterate. But no, I'm saying. He said you don't beat him up, but you can slap him.
Imagine,
like, get your head out of your butt.
Imagine telling someone 25 years ago, Hugh Douglas, there was something he was better at than rushing the quarterback. Because you are better at spin than you are rushing the quarterback.
Somebody slaps you.
And you
are
an all pro.
If somebody, it all depends on the scenario.
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay, say.
Give me a scenario where it's okay.
If we were in a game and I wasn't playing well, and say Hollis said, damn it, man, get your stuff together. And then I would look at him and be like, you're right.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? The young Hugh Douglas.
Hold on a second.
It all depends on who slapped.
You can make a case every day from 10 to 2 we're in a game. So in the break, either myself or Kyle or Rod Layton comes up and bam, smacks you and gets your ass in gear, Hugh.
First of all, it's different with you guys. You could do that. Now, if it was somebody.
No, we can't.
Say if Mosh came and slapped me. Then I'm snatching the little bit of hair Mosh got left off his head. I'm snatching it off. Yeah. Then he had two bald spots. But no. It just all depends on the messenger. There's a lot of times, there are times where there are certain things that I don't want to hear, but it depends on the messenger. And if me and the messenger have that kind of rapport,
yeah.
I'm I might get a little bit upset,
but
I will receive the message. I think that's important. It all depends on who's delivering the message.
It's Come on, big guy.
It is elite spin.
It is.
Dude, you are.
It is not. It's not.
Ugh.
But he's, to a certain extent, he's right. It's like you can't, there's still a half of football left to play.
Right.
And you don't want to come in there. Like I've seen, remember, well, that was at the end of the game. Remember when, who was it, the Cincinnati Big, the linebacker, got the roughing the passer penalty in the AFC Championship game?
Oh, yeah. Joseph Asai.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
like,
that was bad.
That was bad. I've been in locker rooms where it's been like that. I've been in locker rooms at halftime where the game hasn't been going well and the kicker has been cussed out by some of the players, and it just blew my mind.
That feels like picking on the little guy.
Yeah, I mean, it has happened, though.
Literally.
I have never, like, it was in Jacksonville. I'm not going to lie. And I remember I never saw anything like that before.
They picked on the kicker?
Man, we came in from halftime. We were losing, and players were cussing each other. I'm like, what offense ain't did it? And I was sitting there like, wow. That would never happen in Philly.
Incredible culture led by Jack Del Rio.
Yeah,
down
it was
there.
Different. It was different, man. It was different, and you know that a lot of places aren't like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, but he's right to a certain extent. You can't go in there yelling and screaming at people, knowing that you're going to need those same people that you're yelling and screaming at for the second half. You can't do that.
So you don't think it was a direct shot at you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I'm allowed to recklessly speculate about what happened.
Well,
in locker room.
Well, we enjoy that.
Reckless, and when I preface it with reckless speculation, I mean, you know, that's kind of what I did.
You really carved something out between that and with all due respect, you can just say whatever the heck you want.
Yeah, that's how it worked, Joe. You didn't know that? Like when you say with all due respect and with reckless speculation, you can say whatever the hell you want to say after that. Because
yeah.
It's up to you to, you know, take out of it what you want.
And everyone's living their own truth.
And living your own truth,
dog. That's what we do. Tony, I'm living my truth. The Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. Tony and Fox Chase, what's up? Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
what's
up, Tony? What's
Happy
up?
Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Okay, what do you want me to start with first?
Whatever you want to start with, Tony. You decide.
Okay. Let's start with the birds, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Luck? No, I don't think it's luck. Let me ask you this. If you look at a professional dart player, would you say it's luck that he's able to throw three darts in the bullseye?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
They're good
exactly.
at it. They're professionals, right.
And so are the birds.
But Tony, if I give you that same dart player
point.
And I give him four beers and they're still four beers in and they're still throwing darts, there might be a little luck involved. Because when you're down 19, you're kind of drunk.
Hold on, the beers might help.
No, but you know what?
For you and I, not the pro.
There's a consistency going on here, guys. There's a consistency. The consistency is the resolve that this team has. That they're like the Fighting Phils. They're never out. They're never out of it.
Tony, I do agree with that. I think there's a culture that I give a lot of credit to Sirianni and Hurts, that they're the ones that there's a focus, there's a resiliency, and they never feel they're out of games. I do think that is a huge part of why they can pull off a comeback like they did.
I agree. But I also have to give some credit to Saban because he planted those seeds in Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. At the end of the game, they won the game. And not only Jalen, the coaches, and the whole team, they were not satisfied. They said it. Hey, we got a lot to clean up.
I love that about them. Tony, I do. And I don't know if you saw it. There was a video of Hurts' reaction when the field goal was blocked. Like, he's just stoic. Like, it's one of my favorite things about him. His emotions very rarely change. Like, he's level-headed all the time.
You're 100% right. He's cool, calm, and collected, but in that game, he was going up and down the sidelines.
Yeah, he was excited. Well, and we needed that because they needed to get fired up, and he kind of broke character a little bit there in that third quarter.
He doesn't care how they win, whether it's running the ball, throwing the ball, defense. It doesn't matter as long as it gets done. And that quality is amazing.
It is.
Another good point.
It is. Good call, Tony.
Yeah.
Kind of cooked you.
A
little bit.
He took me down the dart path, but then we talked about if the dart player was drinking a few.
A little banged up.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't probably get the same results from the dart player.
Yeah, but he probably still would win.
But he's a pro.
But
maybe a little lucky if he was drinks
in. But hold on.
Yeah.
Might be a little drunk, but his professionalism and talent
is intact.
Might win the day.
What a line. He might be a little drunk, but his professionalism.
A little drunk.
Tiny bit.
So is that if we could describe Hugh on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I am not drunk at work or high, for that matter. Neither one.
Little PSA, just in case you guys were thinking
I'm just saying, because I get a lot of that. A lot of people say, oh, man, take a gummy before. No, dog, I don't do gummies during the week. That's on the weekend.
You're right.
It's on a Friday, right after work.
Yeah, not during the show.
Not during the show.
No, I think you need to get credit. All the takes you have
are hot.
They're terrible.
They're hot. I have fire takes. I have those kind of takes that make you say, he ain't as crazy as I thought he was.
Not actually, he's crazier than I assumed he was.
No, because, you know, some of them, they'd be like crazy like a fox.
People were saying you were off your wheelchair yesterday.
I've heard that one before, but there's some validity to what I'm saying. Different game plan. Just saying.
Because they were down three scores and they had to throw.
Somebody got slapped.
Yeah, I think
somebody got slapped.
I mean, Jordan Mailata.
Somebody got cursed out.
That's different than getting slapped.
No, the slaps sound better, though.
Well, no, it does. It's better. I agree. You should roll with that.
I like the fact that people, like, have to say that it wasn't a slap because
I mean, you have the Eagles backpedaling this week. I mean, you got Sirianni in the press conference confirming, Pro Football Talk writing that Petullo didn't lose play calling, Mailata. They must be working overtime in PR over there.
Reckless speculation. I'm surprised I ain't heard from Bob. Wait a minute.
Yeah, there it is. There's the message. Shut up, Douglas. That's enough. Spike in Bristol's up. Hey, Spike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Spike?
We are on a roll.
Spike going once, twice, then we put her back on hold. She was early. Angry with me, so I'm glad we get to hold on for that one. Let's talk to Robin Delco. Hey, Rob.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
Rob?
Man?
Yo, listen, I got a nickname for our closer, too. It's not a good one, all right? I'll give you that in a second. But
this is about to be so clever.
Yeah. Yo, when is Kyle off again? Because whenever you have somebody substitute in, the game has stepped up as a producer, so
That's a shot. I like Kyle
again.
A lot.
Really clever. really nailed that one.
Anyway, here we go. Forget him. Listen, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, both of you, if you could give me a number, what is your worry or your concern with Deron? One being the least, 10 being the worst.
I don't know. 4.
2.
5.
4?
Yeah.
Hugh, what would your
2.
Be,
I would say 2.
Wow. And I'm going to tell you why I'm like an 8.5 and a 9 with this guy.
Mm.
And it happened back, and listen, they're going to blow saves, okay? You know, Ridge, even the year, what was he, 48 for 48?
Right.
I can't remember every save, but I'm sure there was plenty of saves, maybe a handful of saves. That kind of, he kind of got lucky.
Oh, of course.
With.
Of course. Yep.
Okay. So I'm keeping that in mind because I'm not trying to be too critical, but this is why I am worried. When he blew that save against Washington, and then, you know, now it's against Florida. And I think Florida was 9-1 in their last 10 games.
You know, the Marlins are not yet eliminated from the wild card mix.
I know.
Yeah, they're still playing for something.
But here's my thing: is they're still the Marlins.
Right.
Their lineup. I look at them and I'm thinking, like, man, when he's facing the Dodgers, or he's facing the Brewers, or he's facing the Mets, or he's facing the Cubs, whoever, even the Reds, who have some pop in their lineup. I'm worried because this guy has never pitched in this stadium with this crowd going nuts in October. And that's why I'm worried. And you know what? I'm done with it with the entrance. Get rid of the entrance. Mm. How many saves has he blown, Joe? I would love to know. It can't be good.
I think it's three. Well, we can look that up.
I think it's three.
And the opportunities he's had, based on the opportunities he's had. You know what I mean?
Well, so he has, in a Phillies uniform, he's got 15 saves. So I guess 15 out of 18, if we're right about the three.
Okay. So that's I don't know what the percentage would be, the exact number, but I mean, I think it's a little high for the amount of opportunities he has. And my nickname for him is going to be DeBlown. Like he's DeRon DeBlown.
So, DeBlown, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's hope that one doesn't catch on. Rob, we appreciate the phone call.
So cool.
We don't want it to catch on.
No, I'm just saying.
If it catches on, that means he's blowing saves.
No, yeah.
I mean.
All right, I do think part of it is this is our fault. We created an air of invincibility when he got here. Like he's never going to blow a save. He does have a 2.29 ERA and 25 strikeouts to one walk as a Philly. Do I think he's automatic? No, very few closers are. He's 1,000 times better than what we had before July 31st. It's the whole bullpen that is a problem. Like, if it was just him, I would say, all right, he's got to get it figured out.
He needs to be a lot better than this. Like, a lot better. Joe,
I think this is what he is.
Okay, that's not good enough.
Okay.
When he comes in, do you have the feeling of the game's over? That's the feeling we should have. Mm. I don't have that anymore. I did when he first got here.
I know, but is this our fault? Did we create an air of like he's Mariano Rivera here? This thing's just this, feel like, let's I've, just go
I've
home.
Heard, I've heard people invoke that name.
Yeah, he's not.
Was he not better in Minnesota earlier this year than he was here?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He needs to be the reason that I have confidence in the bullpen. He's not.
Like, okay.
In fact, he's part of the problem.
Sure.
Right now.
I'll say it this way: he needs to be close to perfect in October. I mean, how many saves can your closer blow in the postseason and you still win the World Series? It's hard, right?
He can't.
I mean, maybe we give him one and they still win in extra innings if he doesn't go down, right? Like they can find a way to still win. But for the most part, he's got to be close to perfect in October. Or if he gets a 2-run lead, he better only give up one run. Look, I'm not super concerned about him, just him. I am concerned about the bullpen, the whole operation there, because it's one thing if it was just him and you're like, all right, get it together for next month, figure it out, but it's him, it's Kirkering, I don't know why they're having you strum in a while. It's Robertson, it's a lot going on. Let's go to Bruce in D.C., usually at work around this time, Bruce.
Hey.
Oh, he was ready today. What's up, Bruce?
That's right. I was ready, and I literally just got out of a meeting like 5 minutes ago.
Perfect.
And look, I kind of had you on like, I was kind of like monitoring off on the side, and you all had problems connecting with somebody else. And I said, damn, are they talking to me or not?
He's a little paranoid.
Yeah, we got you though. All right. Bruce, what do you got for us?
All right, well, first of all, Hugh, I will be checking out the Lemon Pepper Wings tonight. I've already got the target, man. I already got three places. So that's going to happen. We're going to roll into town tomorrow.
Yeah, that's nice. Lemon Pepper,
yeah,
that's a good wing.
I'll give you an update. Anyway, about this Eagles thing. I mean, they were probably lucky, but then just from your commentary, I had to kind of like rethink that. I have a different angle.
Okay.
On why they were winning. There was a small part of that was luck, but that kind of flows both ways, right? I mean, we could have got an interception in the Dallas game, or I can't remember, and he missed the catch. So that goes both ways. But I think it's more our winning has been based purely on talent, on the talent that we have on the team that has been able to get us through these rough spots, and not necessarily through the play calling, which has been a weight around our necks because we are restricting ourselves and unleashing on the offensive side of the ball. And to me, I still cannot understand. I do not understand why that has been a problem. And what happened, what we saw in the last game, right, is that it caught up to them because what happened was that in the first half, they were got three and out, six and out, three and out, three and out. The defense got tired in the first half because they got worn down. That's the reason why the defense couldn't perform the optimal ability because the offense was not staying on the field even long enough to be productive. So that's kind of what we saw in this last game. But let me just say, for some odd reason, I just think on the takeaway, this is the blessing that we saw in the second half. And I think what Mailata is saying, the way he says, they're going to really pull it together. And I'm confident that we're going to beat the brakes off of Tampa this Sunday.
Now we're talking.
They have an axe to grind. They got an axe to grind with them because we went down there last year and we didn't have three of our top starters. And the Eagles, I'm not going to be surprised they beat the freaking brakes off of them. The freaking Jets hung 27 on them. So there's no reason why we should not be able to do the same.
Bruce, I agree with you. And I think this Bucs team, now they're lucky. I mean, I don't even think that's the debate. They're 3-9. Bruce, we appreciate your phone call. They've won in the final minute of each of their games. And they haven't even played back good teams. They played Atlanta and the Texans and the Jets. I think they're very fortunate to be 3-0. Now, when we had Elliot on, he mentioned the only thing kind of holding them back a little bit is the history in Tampa. I mean, it's been, I think, of all the teams Sirianni and Hurts have played, I think it's the team they have the worst record against in the last five, now 6 years. Like, I think they're 1-4, 1-5, something like that, against the Bucs, you know, since 2021. The Bucs have given them a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it's mostly been on the Bucs, the defense. It looks like Jalen has a little bit of trouble. I remember one year we went down there, I think when Swift was here, and they talked about one of the conversations was had about how Jalen couldn't read the defense, and he cut him up that day.
I think that's the only time they've beaten the Bucs.
Yeah, but since then, man, it just looks like it's been a little bit of a struggle. And the last time we went down there, we didn't have all the pieces that we needed, and that was a big issue. But, yeah, it just feels like this week, you know, we have most of everybody healthy. It just feels like this is going to be a lot tougher game because of the way Todd Bowles is going to scheme that defense.
Yeah. Oh, he's good. I mean, and the Bucs have become a consistently good team. They keep winning that division even after Tom Brady left because of Baker Mayfield. It's going to be a fun one on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We got a lot to do moving forward in the show today. About 1 hour from now, updated QB rankings. Top 10 quarterbacks in pro football through 3 weeks of the season. I feel like I got the 10, and now it's about the order of putting those guys in, but I feel like 10 have emerged here as the 10 best in pro football to start this season. All right, coming up, are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? I think they are. I don't think they've played like a 3-0 team. Outgained less first downs their opponent all 3 weeks of the season. Hugh doesn't see it that way. And the Phillies, what's your concern level with this bullpen after last night, really the last week or so? They're just not pitching great out of the bullpen with 5 games to go in the regular season. We'll also hear what Ross Tucker said to us yesterday about the Eagles and where they're at through 3 weeks of the season, the word he used to describe it. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
But now, have you heard me talk about the new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey? It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be the touchdown of your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.